Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are on fire, and rightfully so. Talking about the shooting, the rampage in Virginia at Virginia Tech, and one of the speculators on one of the forums also opined, isn't it interesting, just when the heat was building up on Alberto Gonzalez, and not just Alberto, but obviously the probe is beginning to go a little bit deeper, George Bush himself and his attempts to once again rein in and eliminate all opposition from attorneys general across the United States, that this incident should take place, and this incident should at the very least provide for ample opportunity to deflect attention from the Gonzalez matter. Of course, as you know, all of this now is on hold while the great, courageous, sanctified congressmen and women share our pain and our grief. Give me a break. Give me a break, please. Cut the malarkey. There is no such thing as an honest politician or a politician who has heartfelt sympathies or concerns for the American people and their tragic loss. You say, Dick, Rick, would you go that far? Are you saying they don't have a decent bone in their body? I'm saying every bit of that, yes. I know it sounds very harsh and very bold and very unnerving, but I have to because that's the way I feel. The murder and death of our American boys and girls in Iraq could be ended tomorrow if this Congress had enough gumption and enough decency and enough guts to do what needs to be done, and that is to impeach this administration right now, begin the process of impeachment for these high crimes and misdemeanors, if you will, against the Constitution and the American people. You say, but that would only weaken us further. Nothing has weakened our nation more than what we are doing now overseas and internally by creating an empire with a police state. It's time to clean house. That would be the best thing that could happen for these United States. It's that simple. So you can speculate. I can speculate. None of us knows for sure. But God Almighty surely does. Remember that. He knows, and he doesn't forget. His memory is far greater than the memories of all of the computers and all of the hard drives put together. And believe you me, nothing that this government has done, and its politicians and its lemmings, goes unnoticed and unreported, unrecorded in the books, the divine books. So I would not put anything past Mr. Bush, Mr. Cheney, Mr. Gates, any of this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, knowing what we've already seen them do in violation of the laws and in violation of the supreme law of the country. I would not put anything past this government. The very least is the exploitation of this tragedy. That we can see for ourselves. All right, we have a quick break, then we'll have plenty of time to talk before Ted Pike arrives in the next half hour to bring us up to date on maybe this stealth attempt to try to sneak through the United States Senate the hate crimes bill. Stay tuned. You'll be next on the lines. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will be right back. 3 minutes.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to add consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on and basic necessities such as mortgage and utilities. And with millions still desperately searching for a fresh start, North Americational Service is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your debtors. To deck your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off grid and become self-sufficient solar power for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use a coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vision to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Brandstick shows and Silver Dollar City is accented by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves and rocking are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a value traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hitting pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back now, and we are going to continue to take phone calls right now. Let's go to Greg in Nebraska. Hello, Greg.
Good evening, Rick.
Yes.
A couple comments off of what I've already heard. The epidemic shootings, I think I'm listening to the fellows that are talking and calling in, and I think they're being psychologically, they're going to be victims if they keep focusing on that shooting. The epidemic in America on shootings is not that incident or the others like it. If you were to have a show, ask your listeners to call in and tell you what has happened locally in their community in regards to police shooting people because they pick up a telephone, and one last year in Arkansas, a kid was a little bit retarded, marbles in his pocket, he got shot for having marbles in his pocket. There's a number of cases, one out in Denver, a 15-year-old boy's parents called the police because the kid was despondent, he was retarded in his room with a little short knife. They sent the parents outside the house, went in, the kid had the knife in his bedroom, killed him in his bedroom. They could have shut the door and told him put the knife away or whatever. They didn't have to kill him. The epidemic is the police who have been supposedly adequately trained in firearms. Where they've gone wrong is the mentality of that particular person is being encouraged through the environment, both the training environment and the drug environment. The drug environment is an international environment. It's something that should not be a nationalist state with, like, say, yourself and myself who think of the Constitution in this country rather than an international economy where we have multiculturalism. If you notice, when they wanted to have zero-tolerance police, it was police officers who were slapping internationalism on the board in the face. Suddenly, we're going to have to stop these police from doing these shootings. But the police that are shooting citizens inside the country, we're not hearing a word about it. It's before a grand jury. I'd really like to know where they're putting these grand juries. We haven't found a grand jury yet in my area that has ever put police on the ice. We just had a guy who drove away. They knew who he was. He didn't have license plates. He wasn't armed. but he needed to drive away when they stopped him from having no bites, and they unloaded on him. They didn't kill him. They got him a couple times. Another guy just before that had his daughter in the car with him, 12-year-old daughter. He reached for his phone on a speeding deal. Within 5 seconds, the went from his car to the door of this vehicle, knocked the glass out, and shot the guy in the head because he picked his telephone. Mm-hmm. These are the things that we're not hearing about. I want to see our Congress and government represent the people. It means that we don't have a right to shoot at them. They don't have a right to shoot at us.
Well, that would be the perfect area, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be nice to hear the other side rather than hear this drumbeat for the citizens suddenly have to be put at a disadvantage for the internationalists who would love to dismantle the Constitution of the United States in this country.
They have bought
government. You don't own a government as a nationalist country.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing. People that are talking on this show mostly, I would say, are nationalists. You have to develop an active political vocabulary that points out to the average citizen where you stand, and that means you use words like nationalism often in your vocabulary. You can't sit back and take it as to become the victim. You have to think out what you have to do to make yourself not a victim. And one of those things that you do right off mentioned earlier is you not only put faith and support to this trucker thing, get a car, even if you don't have an 18-wheeler, and go down there and be with them.
Mm-hmm. Well,
get a car. That's the support. I'm not going to sit at home and pray, guys. I'm going to go down and talk to them, stand alongside of them.
Yeah, if you can, that's a good idea.
That's the difference.
You're not going to
get anything done on this telephone or at home. You're going to have to get in your car and get out.
Get off your blessed assurances, right?
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. That determined individual is right. You know, talk cheap. There's no question about it. But to act speak louder than words. Let's go to, what's that? Frank next? Okay, we missed Al. Al dropped off? All right, we'll take Frank. Okay, bye. Well, let's go to Frank in Louisiana. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, Rick. You know, the whole process is really one that is a vault.
Right.
A lot of people realize our education system, our university system, started by the Harvards and so the poison ivy schools were literally seminaries for Bible training to preach the gospel.
That's originally there, yes.
That's what they were. And the founding fathers were beneficent, and that's why they learned true classical education, a colossal knowledge of history. Now, the first five generations of our country, they actually used to teach the Bible in the public schools, and they changed them into government schools. Mm-hmm. We found out that those first five generations were all wrong. And we had to we put in secular humanism. Now,
yes.
As a college graduate, I knew that in the 70s when I graduated, a lot of the professors, some of them were a bunch of drunks and decadent anyway, but I said, they're not even teaching us true American history. They're teaching us Dewey Camp history.
Mm-hmm.
It was all changed. The political science course I taught,
yes.
it was all a lie. And you see, we're having in the American college system, ironically, the first thing that a lot of students should be learning in civics classes or history classes is the Bill of Rights and what it means, where it came from, because when you lose that old saying, when you lose your heritage, lose everything. If you don't know where you came from, you know, I would bet you a dime to a dollar. It's sad, but I bet you in the law schools or any law courses they're teaching at these colleges like
this.
But Jack, if you ask them the Second Amendment, they wouldn't have a clue what it was about. Thomas Jefferson had stated, the first and most important use of the Second Amendment is as a last resort against government tyranny. And the first thing I thought of when that shooting went down, I said, one student or one professor was a law-abiding, moral person, and just who knew how to even remotely use a gun could have shot that killer down with one shot. But if you said that today with a lot of the college campuses, they would look at you cross-eyed and say, what, are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And I would just tell them, you have more Americans being murdered today in this country than you have in the war zone with our poor patriots that are bleeding and dying in the fields of battle now.
Yes.
And when I was a boy growing
up,
in this country in the early 60s, I tell you what, time was as rare as an honest politician. And this is what the education system... This is what the education system, this is what they're teaching these Dewey camps. It's been taken over by the establishment. They have an agenda, and they're going to use these murders over there to tell you, if you turn your guns over to the government, to the criminals, will somehow be safer because you're an idiot and you don't know how to defend yourself.
Well, right, and this nation-state mentality has been nurtured into our psyche for the past several generations.
Have you seen the statements that professors over the last couple of years have made? Mm-hmm. The Alan Dershowitzes?
Oh, God, this, help us.
This guy from Colorado?
Yep.
I mean, some of the statements that I've heard, you know, I said, well, why don't you fire them like you did this other character, Imus, for his statements? But you see, they have us locked in. They have us brain locked, and it's, well, no, we have tenure. And all tenure is an excuse for the Marxist International to put their people in there and keep them there. And they call it, well, if we can't, we don't have tenure, we won't be able to say what we want.
True.
And people believe it.
Yes.
They actually believe this foolishness.
That's right. Frank, thank you very much. You made a good point and a lot to digest here. I agree with just about everything you said. Thank you, Frank. All righty. Let's talk to Rita in Colorado, I believe. Hello, Rita.
Oh, hi, Rick. You know, you brought up the possibility of a Manchurian candidate, and from what all I've seen, and I can tell you, I've seen a lot. I would say a probability of it, because if they're going to do something like this, they do it for a reason. And we'll just look at the things in the paper, what's going on, or, you know, what the news is talking about. You know, well, they're talking about taking away our guns. Taking him out for another thing is this guy's a South Korean, you know, that really plays into
supposedly,
you know, that, think about what's going to happen if oil doesn't go west from Strait of Hormuz, it's going to east, and so we're going to have another bad guy, and that's what the bad guy's face is going to look like, just coincidentally, you know, and it's not a just coincidence, you know. And another thing, just the same day that I saw this thing it said UN attack helicopters being ready for Darfur, and, you know, that those words together, you know, I hadn't seen it, you know, put in that way, and that's kind of sobering to think about, UN attack helicopters.
Sure.
But and then I listened to Bo Grice's show, and I just kind of wondered, cause I was thinking, well, Manchurian candidate, and guess what? You know, he talked about kind of circumspect, because this is the kind of thing that I think gets silenced. I know some other people that are just have silenced for like years. I think some people knew things about Columbine, and they just they're scared to talk.
Yes,
things.
Yes, absolutely.
So Bo is talking about thing, and he did his whole show of talking about hypnosis and mind control. And can you hold her?
Yes, we'll have to do it quickly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Stay where you are. We should turn in just 10 minutes. We have Ted Piping up as well. Rick Adams, Radio Venture, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on Mark of the Beast and Holy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses American prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials at F888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, all Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleanings worked wonderfully. There was no scent. The company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the scent's great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Heal Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicine. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide standing products like CX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, or oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and education materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, FG, and aspartate poisoning. We also train natural healers via correspondence education. Why wait longer? Go and do it today. Sign up on the web, receive our new 20-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All righty, we're back. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I think we have Rita still with us on the line. Is that right, Rita?
Yeah, I'm here. I wanted to mention, I think, you know, what we need to think about is if this is going on and where Bush's credibility in the intelligence community is really at a all-time low.
Don't mention Bush intelligence in the same breath.
Yeah, so what we've got to think is, you know, well, there's an intelligence community out there. Mm-hmm. And Bush isn't in charge, who is? And so who might have been doing this sort of thing, you know, a Manchurian candidate operation. So, I mean, that's what we've got to think about. I mean, I don't shy away from calling myself a nationalist. But I'm looking at my government and my president, and what's going on is they've got a system where people don't teach each other anymore. You know, if you go to StateDepartment.com, you find out that there's slavery on. You know, they're selling Americans to Saudi Arabia for $200,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not capable of looking at Khalilza Rice and calling her racist. You know. But that's
okay.
What's going on.
Very true. I got to move along, though. Right. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you again.
Okay.
Let's go to Dennis in Montana. Hello, Dennis.
There. Mr. Anik, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I've been listening to your program now for about a month. I just discovered the RBN network about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been hearing this news about these truckers and their protest they want to have on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. But I haven't heard any in the local news or any other of the mainstream news media about this.
Well, of course
and
not.
Out of curiosity, today I called our local Teamsters number two, and I asked them about this, and they didn't know what I was talking about. And I went ahead and I explained to them what the radio has been broadcast.
Yeah.
And they all thought I was nuts.
Well, so it goes to show you, you know, that's true. And a lot of it goes to show you how poorly organized this effort can be on the part of the unions and also how ignorant most of these local yokels are.
Yes, but that's part of my question is, if it's organized, how is it going to work?
Well, all I know is I can't answer for everybody because I don't know everybody. All I know is we are giving it the best effort that we can here all the time on RBN, and other networks are doing the same thing. Other talk shows are encouraging people to do it, and we can do. We can't reach into every nook and cranny and get this thing, you know, perfectly organized like George Bush can do by declaring martial law and shutting down the street. We don't have that power.
Yes.
You know?
Well, I say God bless the truckers.
Yes.
Just pulled off. However, as I recall from history, Ronald Reagan, when the air traffic controllers went on strike, they all lost their jobs.
Right.
And I hope like that doesn't happen here.
Well, I don't think
I want every state get involved in this.
Yes. Every state's population, including Alaska and Hawaii, all of the states need to do this. People everywhere listening to the program can become involved. And as Lindsey Williams said, and as my guests have said, fine. This could be the beginning of a major fallback for the government and this North American Union being exposed for what
it is.
Exactly,
and I would love to get involved, but there's no thing scheduled here that I know.
Yeah,
of.
I understand what you're saying. You need to do a little bit more on your own as far as a letter in the news maybe is concerned, getting the word out that way on local talk radio and encouraging people to call you and others and starting your own effort, starting it.
I'd like to see some mono truckers call in and give me some information if they could.
All right, you know, if they do, happy to provide that.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for joining and listening to us. Henry in Connecticut now before the break. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. I was going to say to you, I was going to tell the other host, too, with the Columbine 2 situation that we had in Virginia. Hello? Oh, hello? Hello? Oh, something's wrong. I can't hear you. Hello? Oh.
Oh.
Hello?
Are you there, Henry?
I can't hear you. Hello?
Okay. Henry?
Hello? Now I hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now I hear you now.
It's okay, we don't have much time before the break, but quickly, go ahead. What did you want to say about Columbine?
Columbine 2 situation that happened in Virginia. It's obvious it smells like a mind control thing. And I hear people talking about whether it's a Korean legal alien or what, but in this situation, I don't think anything to do with that. I think they're still trying to do something so they could get people to pass some kind of anti-gun legislation, because the British on the BBC said something about how they don't understand America's gun culture, but yet they have they let any and every third world, everything flood into London, and they have riots, and they have guns there, too. I heard gun shootings on a shortwave station a year and a half ago.
Absolutely.
They had London in. So that's a problem. So they're working together. See, Britain is at SLC and the
government.
Oh, boy, I'm getting an echo. I can't do it. Thank you for the call, Henry.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break, and we'll get Ted Pike on, and we'll talk about switching gears in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can't handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage and start. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increased monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, no out-of-pocket expense. That's right, 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-594. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, well, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No commuting and home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I joined the Success Team, major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're seeing this winter.
What was that site again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. You can go skiing this winter.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global entity.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American press and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a fully 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to id-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we are back now, and we're going to shift gears. We're going to be talking right now about what has just happened in the Senate this week. Ted Pike, my guest, truthtellers.org. Hello, Ted.
Hello, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you. I know it's an emergency alert, as you have said. And once again, you are privy to what's going on the Hill. And you have something to report to us tonight about the Senate introducing the Hate Crime Prevention Act, right?
Yes, Senators Kennedy and Smith introduced the new federal hate bill in the Senate Judiciary. Title is the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, and the bill number now is S-1105. And this is very ominous because the Judiciary Committee is now overwhelmingly weighted in favor of passage of this bill. We have actually a line of roughly 13 for the hate bill and about 6 against hate bill. And powers that be, the Democratic Congress, have just loaded the Senate Judiciary with the most hardened liberals and Jewish activists and pro-hate bill supporters. Earlier this today, I saw an e-alert encouraging people to call 19 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, but I have changed the text in reflection upon that and considering the virtual hopelessness of anything happening in the Senate Judiciary Committee, which would reverse this overwhelming margin of victory for the hate bill. I think what we're going to have to do now is to concentrate on calling all 100 members of the Senate at large. And at our website, truthteller.org, we have those members of the Senate. You see, if we can get only one member of the Senate to pull back from being in favor of the hate bill, we will probably be able to get victory or two. You see, it takes 60 of 100 in order to pass the hate bill. And I don't think that Kennedy and Smith and the ADL would be forward now as publicly as they are if they weren't sure that they had at least 60 or 61. But it's not very much to take away the margin of victory.
Well, the itself in the Senate is pretty stacked, as you pointed. Last time around, last session, it was the Republicans that really helped kill the bill, and Ken himself actually, ironically, tied the noose around its neck. We'll be just that. But yeah. Now it's a different ball game, different situation, and we have the Democrats in control here, and they're pushing this bill. The ADL sees an opportunity to push it through this Democratic Congress as quickly as they can with very little Republican opposition Senate. Is it conceivable to you that in addition now to contacting the entire Senate, that the House is going to be the best opportunity to beat this bill?
Well, we have been putting an awful lot of effort into the House, as you know, since about January 3rd. Actually, since November, the National Prayer Network has been preemptive in alerting the nation to get those calls going in to prejudice members of the House and Senate against the federal hate bill. So we had literally millions of calls coming in from new right organizations like Dobson's Focus on Family and American Family Association, as well as many, many tens of thousands elsewhere, largely through alternative talk radio and programs like this. But right now, the big emergency, I believe, is Senate, because they evidently are deliberating the hate crimes bill today. I will be on with Jeff Folger tomorrow. She's a popular new evangelical talk show host and writer and activist, and she has been literally there in the at hearings today. She's giving a report to the nation tomorrow, and I'll be on her talk show discussing these things with her. That maybe again we can stop by on Thursday in your program and give you a report of what she has to say.
Yeah, let's see if we can arrange that.
Yeah, we may be finding is that this consortium of liberals, we have staunch hate bill supporters like Patrick Leahy, Edward Kennedy, Joe Biden, and then we have a lineup of radical Jewish liberals and hate bill activists, Dianne Feinstein, Russell Feingold, Chuck Schumer, Harlan Specter.
Oh, what a motley crew, huh?
And there's even a couple more here which I haven't researched, which sound pretty Jewish to me. So What they're going to do is ramrod this through as possible to get the jump on the new right, keep those millions of calls coming in, and try to get this, I believe, onto the floor of the Senate, maybe even by the end of this week. So time is essence right now, and the window of opportunity, of course, is some kind of intervention by Almighty God, like he did a year ago when Kennedy was confounded and lost his opportunity. But also, what we need to do is to just literally besiege all 100 members of the Senate. That'll take our listeners maybe a couple of hours tomorrow. Set aside an hour or two to call truth tellers. The whole list is there. The toll-free number, I'll give it here over the phone if you mind. It's at truth tellers, but the toll-free number is 1-877-841-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your senator, member of the Senate from yours, is 877-851-6437. And, of course, that same number will get you to all 99 other members of the Senate. There's also a toll number, which is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And as I see, the Democrats do have a margin of superiority in the House and the Senate, but we're talking about just four votes here capable of defeating. And if we get some Republicans who are supporting the hate bill to see the light, and we're getting maybe a Democrat or two to waffle a little bit, then we can see victory in the Senate. And of course, if we can defeat it in the Senate, then the ballgame is over for the hate bill this time around in Congress.
Yeah, well, the only thing that you know and I know that makes a difference is not so much seeing the light to see the fight. And the fight is when the calls come in from angry constituents, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease again,
That's very true, yes. And also I'll just remind our listeners that I have a powerful flyer, an 8.5x11 flyer.
Yes.
You can print that off front and back and send that to your member of the Senate. And also we have the list of the 8-10 a very influential legislative aides of that senator, print off 12 or 13 and send those off to these legislative and legal experts who are standing at the elbow of these pivotal members of the Senate right now.
Now, Ted, for the sake of those new listeners, as you know, we have new listeners all the time, they're probably wondering, how can this type of legislation even surface without a fair and full hearing? Have there been hearings in the House, and will there be hearings in the Senate, or just to be rammed?
Well, I'm going to talk to Janet Folger tomorrow and see how much discussion there has been, what is happening. Of course, I have been calling for extensive hearings in which legal experts, civil liberties experts like Paul Fromm from Canada and Robert L. Knight, who's been a pioneer in studying and researching hate crimes legislation. We need people to come in there and to give expert testimony about hate crimes laws actually doing around the world to take away free speech.
Do you think the ADL would like to see that investigated and brought before the Congress? That
absolutely
these examples
not.
Should be shown the light of day? Goodness.
Well, the second best is to send my brochure in, because in this flyer I have many instances, dotted instances of terrible abuses of human rights against Christians, and those might be free thinkers concerning the true numbers of the Holocaust and so on. We have all this data plus very strong argumentation against the fallacy that there's some kind of huge epidemic of hate in America, which demands a huge federal anti-hate bureaucracy. I should mention also, Rick, that with this shooting in Virginia, these liberals are going to let go undramatized. They are going to say this only confirms that there is a great deal of smoldering hate and possible hate crimes, bias-motivated crimes, down there in heartland America, that we really need a greater unity between federal law enforcement and local law enforcement to keep a closer watch on these things and actually be preemptive and prevent this kind of hate through ADL, hate crimes training programs in the schools and churches and police and all that kind of thing.
I'd like to see them put the label of white supremacist on a guy from
Oh, is that right?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't put anything past these clowns, and you know, they'll rewrite the history of the world in order to satisfy their ambitions. But we know that they will unfortunately use everything in their arsenal, if you'll pardon the pun. But truthfully, at this point in time, I think the way the ADL has come out now, and rather than being in a stealth position, has formally announced its push for this bill, maybe either a declaration of total fear and panic, or it may be that they're pretty confident they can push it.
Well, I keep hearing reports from various members of Congress of how many votes they do have in the Senate, and it's pretty impressive. It's pretty high. It's not over the top. Necessarily into some kind of a majority, but it's the one or two votes there. And I think what has really happened is we have bloodied them very badly in the House of Representatives, and they're pretty slow in taking action. They could have moved through a lot faster. I think they're skitterish about moving Conyers' bill out of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and on the floor of the Senate at this time. And rather, they're seeing the Senate as a much more fertile opportunity because it hasn't received the kind of massive onslaught of protest House received, you see. Mm-hmm. And they're hoping they can get it fast enough without the bill being any more prejudiced by an outcry from the American people. Now, on the other hand, the new right evangelicals are getting up to speed on this. As I say, Jan Bolger is in hue and cry against it, and she wants to work with me and link over to my website and so on. She's deep within the pro-Israel religious world, and yet she's realizing what a strong ally has in what you in talk radio and I in the internet and so on are doing.
Yeah.
And not only that, but Tony Perkins, who runs, I believe it's called the Family Research Council. They have a big, impressive new professional website dedicated to defeat federal hate bill. And in fact, Tony Perkins was the one who alerted about the hate bill in the Senate. I was so preoccupied fighting hate bill SB2 here in Oregon and other issues that I wasn't quite able to catch it as fast as he did. But there's a perfect example now of how we're working together on the new right, and everyone, their antenna up, we're very alert, and also, of course, contacted my liaison, the religious right, Guy Adams. He's been calling all day to all the members of the religious right to set the alarm, get those calls going in there.
Do you think at this point, Ted, it would be vicious to have an organization that brings together all of these groups?
Well, that's what Guy is trying to found. But I think it's kind of working. Our alerts go out and are now read by these organizations, and I have received some communications from them of deep appreciation for what I'm doing. And of course, are reluctant or can't at this time declare exactly who's behind the way I do. I can't. They came the ADL for fear of offending their Israel First constituency.
Well, they don't even have to. That's not even important.
They have to, but
I mean, the main thing is getting them to act.
That's right. Main thing is getting to the act, and when they do act, they can act by the millions. And that's what we need right now. Not worry about specialized calls to the main members of the judiciary. I know a lost cause when I see one, but I don't believe the Senate at large is a lost cause at all. In fact, I think if the heat comes in powerfully enough by lovers of freedom beginning tomorrow morning, thing, make those calls, and if you've got extra time, you're a household, you have that extra time, spend a couple hours a day at Truth Tellers. You got the little, you got the toll-free number. It's not going to cost you a cent, but it could make a tremendous difference in improving free speech for you and for your children.
Yes, and by the way, those numbers once again, toll-free 877-851-6437, or the toll number, if you have problems getting through to the toll free, it's 202 area code 225-3121. Right.
That's right.
Those are the two numbers. Now, I want you to stay with me till the end of the program, Ken.
Sure.
Because I want to ask you about the Oregon puzzle and what exactly is going on with that right now.
Yes, I will. Well,
what's the update, Ted, on that?
The date is defeat. For the forces of righteousness and free speech, the bill was passed by a party vote, an overwhelming majority in the House of Representatives today. The Oregon, just like the U.S. Congress, has been dominated now by liberal Democrats, and they have now passed SB 2, which will require churches to hire homosexuals in non-spiritual or non-educational roles in the churches. That would include bookkeepers, secretaries, some management, certain janitors, groundskeepers, and so on. This will bring homosexuals with a certain degree, a certain level, pedophiles among them, right onto the playground of church schools and into churches, and there's nothing the church can do about it. This bill will also mandate a special educational program funded by the state, which will go all throughout the school systems in Oregon, in an attempt to prevent so-called bias coming from evangelical homophobia. And what this means is that our young people now will be protected by the authority and educational system of Oregon from Christian fundamentalist biblical viewpoints on homosexuality.
Okay, you heard it. We'll be right back with Ted Pike. Ted, stay where you are. We'll wrap it up and reiterate everything that people need to know listening right now. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, we're back now, and Ted Pike. Ted, we do have a quick call on the line, but let's see if we can get you to once again summarize what we're doing here on both fronts and tell people again all they need to do.
Yes, the real battlefield now tomorrow morning is the U.S. Senate. We need to call all 100 members of the Senate. The names of those senators are available at www.truthtellers.org. The toll-free number is available there. It's 877-851-6437. Sit down for a couple of hours and make a tremendous investment in free speech and in the future of your children in this nation by delivering this simple message to every member of the Senate. Please don't vote for S-1105, the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. Again, that message is please. Actually, I could just shorten that. Let's just say please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. The truth of the matter is, as you know, Rick, we have no less than 3 bias crime or hate crimes bills in the House and the Senate right now, and we need to have language that covers all of those.
So, well, they're really about thought control, is what they are.
Yes, they are. They're all determined. They're all coming from the same ADL brew. They are determined to take away our free speech, and once that free speech is taken away, then they can take away all of our other freedoms very simply. But this is a decisive time tomorrow morning, as far as I'm concerned, because we know that this evil cabal in the Senate judiciary wants to ramrod this through as fast as possible to keep ahead of the religious right. So we've got to be just as proactive, just as fast, getting those calls in. Just an avalanche, a tsunami wave of calls got to come in by the millions tomorrow morning.
Very good. We'll do that. And let's talk to Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe. Yes, Joe, you're on with Ted Pike. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Welcome back. And, Mr. Pike, make it real quick because I know time is short, but thank you for your efforts, sir. And I agree with you that our freedom of speech and our Second Amendment rights are also be taken away. And, I hope the American people hear what you're saying, see your website, especially listen to Rick. And, get out there and do what we can. And because, everything is being taken away, especially what happened yesterday. And, people don't understand what's going on. The news media, the drive-by media, I hope more people listen, people like Rick. And I hope they do get out there and they vote on your amendment. And I appreciate your efforts, sir. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much, Joe, as well. And, Ted, it's a pleasure. And we'll see what we can do and have an update from you by Thursday night.
Okay. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you. Good night now. Ted Pike, truthtellers.org on your computer. And we appreciate all of the callers, things that you have done, obviously, you ladies and gentlemen. And just keep manning the post. Continue to fight and continue to do what you know is right in your heart, exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. Well, that's all the time tonight. Tomorrow night, we will be back again. Our genealogist is scheduled. Important show you don't want to miss. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night, everyone.
It's true.